まずですね、数字に移る前は、
Before we go into the numbers, I would like to talk about our disclosure changes, mostly about my presentation slides. Disclosure is being changed because of the change in the nature of the business. So what has really changed? This is something that's been continuing from last year. Trend AI and Trend Life. Two brands have been established. So enterprise business focus is now shifting to AI security, and also for consumers, we have a digital life security market expanding. In order to cover those two aspects, we have established these two brands, and the strategy will be different, more different between the two going forward. And the nature of the business is shifting to subscription more. So growth sales and pre-gap sales, we have been disclosing this type of information, but we believe that ARR would make more sense to investors. And the second point, in the era of AI, many new business opportunities will arise. And therefore, to be able to actively invest into that, we want to do incubation business. And Kevin's slides will cover some of this in greater details. We are starting incubation business, and we're investing for new markets. And this kind of upfront investment, of course, will impact the consolidated operating profit. Therefore, we need to provide an explanation to our investors. And also, pre-gap will be stopped, and the explanation will be focused on ARR. Now, incubation investment, what is the size of that impact? We want to show that at the management PL level. This is non-GAAP numbers that we're talking about. So this means that we'll be focusing mostly on Kevin's slides. Moving on to the Q1 results. Net sales up by 9% and operating income up by 4%. Now, higher sales and a lower profit was always the plan, and you may think that this is a slight improvement over that, but first of all, we have the impact of FX, weaker yen. So as you can see at the bottom of the slide, if we exclude the impact of FX, net sales increased by 3%. And the other thing is, share price has changed. And some of the costs that are related to share price are coming back to P&L. So considering that, this is a negative 4% in terms of operating income. So what is happening recently? On the left-hand side, you can see 24% against the total annual sales. So this is a progress. And operating income is at 28% of the total, which is higher than the prior year. And as I said before, share price has declined, and it had impact of about 1.2 billion yen. And combining that, operating profit was basically negative 4%. ARR. Up until last year, we were just disclosing information of ARR for enterprise business, but now this is ARR for Trend AI. Basically, no difference. There are some footnotes here. 99%, this is the same as what we showed before, so I don't think there is a problem comparing this to the prior year numbers, and we will continue to present the numbers in this way going forward. Our growth, well, it was about 3% at one point, but now it's recovering slowly. And leading up to the second half of the year, we expect this growth rate to go higher. And this is AR by region. Excluding Americas, in all the regions, we see growth in ARR. And there are different factors for Americas. I'm sure that Kevin's presentation will cover this. But we are seeing some improvements compared to before, but still in the negative territory in this quarter. Cash flow. Growth rate looks high, but AR collection in the fourth quarter, well, in the fourth quarter, there was a big sale, so we are collecting AR, as you can see. Now, headcount. There was a slight decline last year, but going forward, it will be flat or it will slightly increase because we are hiring. We expect the headcount to increase somewhat. Moving on to the cost changes. Well, FX impact is pronounced, 5.8 billion in cost, and about half of that is FX. And cloud cost is also increasing, as you can see, impacted partly by FX, but cloud usage is increasing over time. This is not just negative factors, because we have Vision One platform that we provide, and customers start to use more and more features related to AI, which means that this is how we can deliver value from Trend Micro, which is used by our customers. So that means that cloud cost will continue to increase, but this is in line with our user base expansion. And this is the evidence that our user base is using our cloud functions. So this is a positive factor, and this pushes up the sales, net sales. This is a summary for the Q1 highlight. We had the highest ever quarterly net sales. And also, if we look at just Q1 over time, this was the highest Q1 operating income and net income. Moving on to the full year forecast, this hasn't really changed. 9% growth in net sales and minus 2% in operating income. That's all from me. Now I would like to ask Eva to take over, because there's a very topical theme that should be covered. Back to you. Thank you.